Margot.
Good morning.
Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're the first to arrive.
Okay.
And Hannah told me that she has a doctor's appointment, so she will not be here.
Okay.
And hopefully Randy or Judy will be. Or maybe somebody else. We've had some infrequent, but every once in a while somebody else shows up, so.
Okay.
We have two very small sums that we'll be able to do both of them in one session. Say again.
I'm sorry, I'm at work. So I'm going to put you on mute so you don't hear all that extra talk.
I understand, no problem. Just a couple of minutes left. Hello?
Hello? Hello? Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I didn't want to say anything. Sometimes I think I announce myself and you're talking, and I hate to interrupt.
Well, I understand, but I'm glad you're here because you're the second person, so we can start.
Okay, great.
So we're going to be studying Psalm 53. The Psalms landing page handout is available on the Unique Astrological Times link underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem web page, or at the bottom if it's a mobile device. And I'll start with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kutshaber echu ishkinte bithilu urhimu uthilu uthilu urhimu le'ata l'shem yudhe bavavhe v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael l'imud Torah mitzvah l'asok Torah mitzvah v'ahino amadonai Elohino elena ma'asei adenu k'nanei elena ma'asei adenu k'naneihu. Psalm 53, Tehillim 53, on the Psalms landing page, which is within a quarter of an inch of the bottom of the page. A prayer to Hashem, asking that in His might He save all who hope for His kindness. Read, and you will discover an awe-inspiring and wondrous prayer that should be said by all in the appropriate times. This is the Kavanah that is usually used for this psalm. The first word is Lamnatseach Beginot, and you will have quite a bit of information about many subjects, including the first words of the psalms in the introduction to the PDF file that we normally use when we have a translation for the psalm. Psalm 53 has not yet been translated by Rabbi Sutt. There are seven verses in Psalm 53, not nine. The seven connects to the lower seven Sephirot, but it also relates to the 7 days of the week. And that is then followed by a link to the Mechon Mamre website. And you can choose for the Book of Psalms, and then scroll down to Psalm 53. first one. Lam Natsaya Amasalat Maskil David. For the leader upon Mahalach, Maskil of David. The second verse. Amar Naval Belibo Ein Elohim Ishkitu Vehitivu Awel Enoseto. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God, Asvi Shalom. They have dealt corruptly and have done abominable iniquity. There is none that does good. Eleven words, and we know 11 connects to two aspects. In this particular one, the aspect is the 10 Sephirot plus the negative system. It includes all of the creation. The other aspect that I don't think, in my opinion, applies to this verse is the 11 components of the Ketoret. And the Ketoret, the incense, is a tool to bring us closer to Hashem. But it's important to realize that even the agnostic, the person who denies God, is still receiving the beneficence of God. God does not exhibit any form of ego. He shares because he knows ultimately every human being will reach the level of spiritual growth that is appropriate for them within their stage from the endless world. So it doesn't matter to him if someone says there is no God, as long as they continue a form of spiritual growth. And that includes the falling spiritually so that you can climb higher spiritually. This is the purpose of cycles. Women know more about cycles because it's more prevalent in their body. Men have cycles in their body as well. It's just not as demonstrable. But there are cycles in economics, in the business cycle. There are cycles in the days of the week. There is a cycle in the energy in the universe. We are filled with cycles. What does cycle tell us? That you must fall before you rise. There must be night before day. These are lessons that people don't integrate into their life. This is lessons that studying the Kabbalah helps us perceive. Counting the letters in verse 2. Forty-three letters have the energy of Mem Gimel, which means brains. It's the Hebrew word mog, without the vav. it represents the camel, which is an aspect of the physical world of the Malchut, the Gimel, and it represents the Mem, the aspect of the higher world of Bina, but it's actually the Mem created water. It's the highest aspect of Zeran Mem. It's the closest to the intellect. This is the idea of Moog, of brains. You're all familiar with the name Moog Vimagog, the war of Gog Vimagog, and what this, which is usually translated as the Armageddon War, but its literal translation is the root of both words, Gog and Magog, is coming from the idea of the brain. It's an intellectual war. We exhibit it every day. We fight it every day. For those of us who recognize that it's there, when you sit down to watch your texts, to watch your Twitter, to watch your Facebook, to watch your television, to watch a movie, you are under attack at the level of your brain. Why? How do we say that? How do we understand that? Because those images, whether they're words coming through the screen, those images are coming through our eyes. And our eyes are the window to the soul, but not the emotional soul, to the intellectual soul, the neshama, that higher level. The third verse. Elohim mishamayim hishkif al b'nei adam lirot chayesh maskil doresh et Elohim. God looks forth from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any man of understanding that did seek after Hashem, Elohim, actually. There are 12 words that connect to the 12 tribes of Israel. Forty-six letters. Forty-six is Mem Vav. I'm looking up some words. The number Mem Vav 46 actually connects to the word me'ah, which is 100 in Hebrew. So the 46 has the potential to connect to the 100 blessings that it is recommended that we say each and every day. It also connects to the word amma, which means cubit, which is a unit of measurement. And there's all kinds of discussion as what is the length of a cubit. Typically, it's described as the distance from the elbow to the thumb. But of course, that varies from person to person, which gives us a hint to the concept of relativity, that everything is relative to the soul involved in the action, or to the souls, the plural, involved in the action. There is a word, Elohe, which translates as my God. But Elohe is considered an incomplete name of Elohim. A very special number in the word Elia, Aleph Lamed Yud He, has a gematria of 46. And that name has the name of El representing Thina, and then the name of Yah, Yud He, representing both Chokhmah and Bina. But it's also the name El, Aleph Lamed, the name of God, sometimes has the relationship, it has fallen to a level of Malchut. And so what the name El Yah represents is the growth back to the upper worlds, back to the world of Atzilut. This is what the number 46 is telling us in this verse. And it has the name Vechelev. Vechelev is the energy, translation is melt. It has the energy of transforming the left column into the right column, as a woman's body does, according to the Talmud, transforms her blood, her soul, aspects of her soul, into the breast milk that she feeds her baby. That's just a few of the words. And I use the website, the Bible Wheel, for its gematria connection. But one has to be very, very careful, because a lot of the words are not translated completely. They're connecting you to a root without the understanding of what that root means. So one has to be extremely careful in evaluating what comes out of the information that's presented in the Bible Wheel. The fourth verse. Kulo sag yach gav ne'elachu. Ein osei tov, ein gam echad. unclean. They are together, become impure. There is none that does good. No, not one. The translation, and that's the, you can begin to see why Rabbi Sutton has such difficulty translating this. Because the word ein means nothing. It doesn't mean no. If it had meant no, it would have said no, the word lo. Doing good, nothing, also one. Of course, the literal translation does not make sense. And what is the intent behind the words? The word gam, which translates as also, is our discussion when I said the brain earlier in the verses, Moog 43, Mem Gimel. In reverse, it's Gimel Mem, which represents the same number in a different way. There are 10 words in this pasuk connecting to the 10 sephirot. And always remember, while we may perceive the 10 sephirot as 10 levels of consciousness, it's also only one level of consciousness. They're all interrelated. They're all part of the four phases that it represents cause and effect, but they're not separate, they're unified. And this, in my opinion, is the intent of this verse. Even when people built the Tower of Babel, they did so in a frame of unity. As one teacher said, one of my Kabbalah teachers said, the way to understand the Tower of Babel was, if I wanted a Rolls Royce, I first had to make sure everyone else in the city has a Rolls Royce. But if I have that consciousness to make sure everyone has a Rolls Royce, I'm in unity. It may be a desire to receive for oneself alone. It may not be a positive action or a positive value or a positive state of consciousness, but it's unified. And where there is unity, God allows it to grow, because he knows that that unity will eventually become a positive state of unity. Even if it starts with a negative state of unity. Thirty-one letters representing the name El, the word El, Aleph Lamed. The fifth verse. Halo yadadu, o ale awen, o chle ami, achlu lechem, Elohim lo karau. Shall not the workers of iniquity know it? Who eat up my people as they eat bread, and they call not upon Hashem. Actually, the name of God in this verse is Elohim. They call not upon Elohim. 11 words, and we know by now the 11 connects to the two aspects, either getting closer through the 11 components of the Ketoret, or the all of creation, all of the vessels represented by the 10 Sephirot and the negative system. Thirty-nine connects to the Hebrew word tal, tet lamed, which represents, it translates as the word dew, meaning that that morning water that is drawn out of the atmosphere and manifests lying on the ground, on the grasses, other surfaces. The dew connects to the Mashiach, which it's too long to explain the process of how dew connects to Mashiach, but it does. Now, in reverse, dew or tal is tet lamed. In reverse, it's lamed tet. And one of the vowels that's used, it's missing the vav, but one of the vowels is the O, lot. Now, the name Lot represents the nephew of Abraham. But in the Zohar, it explains that Lot is the evil inclination incarnate. This is why Lot separated from Abraham. This is why Lot went to Sodom and Gomorrah. Because the evil inclination follows that evil path. In this verse, it's the opportunity to use it as a vaccine so that you don't follow that path, but you strengthen your desire to receive in order to share, which causes Lot, the evil inclination, to support and work with the positive inclination. The sixth verse. Sham pachadu pachad, lo haya pachad, ki Elohim pizar, atzmot chonach, chevi shota, ki Elohim me'asam. There are they in great fear where no fear was. For Hashem, Elohim has scattered the bones of him that encamps against thee. Thou hast put them to shame, because Elohim has rejected them. There are 15 words in this pasuk. 15 is Yud-Heh. We say it's Tet-Vav as in 2, but it's Yud-Heh, connecting to the upper worlds of Chachma and Bina, connecting to the name of Yah. Many times, when we don't know the words to a song, we sing la-la-la, but we actually many times change those words from la to ya, connecting ourselves to a name of God. When we sing Yeah. People don't realize how over the centuries, Satan has infiltrated the consciousness of mankind. So we no longer say Yah, generally. We say La. It's just a way of concealing our connection to Hashem. This is the work of Satan, lengthening the process. The Kabbalah reveals it, reveals the connections to Hashem that we have the opportunity to make. Fifty-one letters is the word Na, Nun, Aleph. It translates as please. It's a plea for help. The seventh verse. Mi yiten mitzion Yeshuot Yisrael Yeshuv Elohim Shevut Amo Yagel Yaakov Yismach Yisrael. Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion. When Elohim turns the captivity of his people, let Jacob rejoice, let Israel be glad. Thirteen words connecting to the Hebrew word echad, to unity. Fifty-two letters, which is the number associated with the spelled out name of Hashem, Yud Hey Vav Hey, when spelled out with Hayes, essentially becomes a connection to Zerantin, to the heavenly spheres, to what we call heaven. What we also call man. Ultimately, man will grow to where we have heaven on earth, because we will have participated in that transition. Remember the Kavanah that we talked about initially, that it was a very special one? I'm paraphrasing. It's this first phrase in verse 7. Mi yiten mitzion Yeshuot Yisrael. Five words. The translation, the word, instead of O, which is what Mi is being translated at, it Mem Yud. Mi actually is the word for who. The verse is saying the salvation, but it's really saying the gift of Zion is the doing or the salvation or the redemption of Israel. And it comes out of Zion. Why does it come out of Zion? Because Zion is a Hebrew word that represents the point in heaven that manifests as the city of Jerusalem. Salvation comes through Jerusalem, but through Zion, the spiritual context, the spiritual meaning of Jerusalem. Jerusalem has the meaning of Yirah, awe, fear and awe, and Shalem, completion, and Shalom, peace. The completion of peace is through fear and awe. And we have many verses that tell us, Yirah, fear, Yirah, awe. This is the first step in our closeness to Hashem. I'm going to read the seven verses in Hebrew in sequence. Earlier I had said that we would probably do two psalms today, but primarily I lengthened the commentary, and with the delay in getting started, which was my choice, we will only finish this one verse, one psalm today. Psalm 52 in the Hebrew in sequence. Lam natseach al machalat maskir l'David Amar naval belibo ein Elohim Hishchitu v'hitivu awel ein oseto Elohim mishamayim Hishkif al b'nei Adam Lirod hayesh Maskil doresh et Elohim Kulo sag yachdav ne'elahu Ein osei tov Ein gam echad Alo yadu o ale awet o chle ami achlu lechem Elohim lo karau sham pachadu pachad lo haya pachad ki Elohim pizal atzmot Chonach avishta ki Elohim ve'asam. Mi yiten mitzion yeshuot Yisrael v'shuv Elohim shevut amo yagel Yaakov yismach Yisrael. This is the completion of our study of Psalm 52 for this year. Are there any questions? You all have a beautiful afternoon, beautiful day, a beautiful week. Tonight's classes are a deeper Zohar class at 4:30 West Coast time, and the writings of the Ari at 7 o'clock West Coast time. Hope to see you all there. Shalom.
Thank
Gadol. Shalom to all.
Thank you, Hanok. It was a very good class. I enjoyed this.
You're very welcome. You have a beautiful evening.
You also have a beautiful afternoon.